From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series of studies of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, One Bible, One Gospel. Paul referred to the gospel he preached as the gospel of God. For many years, there have been those who have taught that Paul's gospel was unique to him, that it had little or no relation to the rest of Scripture, particularly to the Old Testament. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will demonstrate that the Bible is one book, that the gospel Paul preached is contained in the Old Testament as well as in the New. To this end, he begins by explaining the character of the Old Testament, which Paul termed the Holy Writings. Although the Holy Spirit used men to write the Old Testament Scriptures, the words were and are those of God Himself. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the introduction to One Bible, One Gospel. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Let No Evil Remain. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 17. And there shall cleave naught of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers. Israel must conquer idolatrous cities, and destroy all the spoil, regarding all that had been polluted by idolatry as an accursed thing to be burned with fire. Now sin of all sorts must be treated by Christians in the same manner. We must not allow a single evil habit to remain. It is now war to the knife with sins of all sorts and sizes, whether of the body, the mind, or the spirit. We do not look upon this giving up of evil as deserving mercy, but we regard it as a fruit of the grace of God, which we would on no account miss. When God causes us to have mercy on our sins, then He has great mercy on us. When we are angry with evil, God is no more angry with us. When we multiply our efforts against iniquity, the Lord multiplies our blessings. The way of peace, of growth, of safety, of joy in Christ Jesus will be found by following out these words, There shall naught of the cursed thing cleave to thine hand. Lord, purify me this day. Compassion, prosperity, increase and joy will surely be given to those who put away sin with solemn resolution.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. This and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Alan Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
opening verses of Romans chapter 1 read, Paul, a servant or a slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I have persisted in every message in pointing out that the great statement of theme in Romans is given in chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And in those verses, Paul sets the gospel out in absolute terms. He speaks of the gospel of Christ. He says that it and it alone is the power of God unto salvation. And he says that in it and nowhere else is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Now, these are magnificent statements. If only Paul can demonstrate that this gospel and these statements are, as he claims, the very gospel of God. And it is to prove that this exclusive definition of the gospel is God's gospel that Paul makes the statements we find in verses 2 and 3 and indeed through to verse 4. Now, verse 2 is a vital statement. Paul is preparing his readers for this great thematic statement about the powerful and glorious gospel for the whole world that is revealed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, worked out and imputed to believers in him. He's coming to that great statement of theme. And he's building step by step, even from the very beginning of his greeting, he's building step by step toward that great statement. And so, as he does so in verse 2, he repeats something that I dealt with in the first verse, that when he calls this, as he does, his gospel, and when he says, I'm the apostle preaching this gospel to you, and I have been separated unto the gospel of God, he's saying this is not mine in the sense that it's mine exclusively. Verse 2 says, in effect, the gospel to which I have been separated by the Lord Jesus Christ is the gospel that the Lord has promised throughout the ages, recorded in the Old Testament, in one book after another, in one writer after another. My gospel, says Paul, is the gospel that fills the pages of the Old Testament, properly understood. Now, the Bible is one book. We sometimes refer to it as a library of books, and that's true only in a very, very, very loose sense. A library is a collection of books that may or may not have a relation to each other. You may have a perfectly good library where one book contradicts another entirely, where one is a good book and one is a poorly written diatribe of nonsense, and it would still be a library. This is not a library of books. This is not even, this may sound strange to you,
This is not even two books, the Old Testament and the New. Part of the problem there is our use of the word Testament. If we simply had it as it ought to be translated, the Old Covenant and the New, you would realize that even the terminology is meant to link them together. There really is only one book. My theme tonight is very simple. It's Paul's theme in verse 2. One Bible, one gospel. One Bible, one gospel. The whole of inspired Scripture centers on the gospel of Jesus Christ as God's only way of saving sinners. There are three things that Paul draws our attention to here as he deals with the theme of one Bible, one gospel. First of all, he introduces us to the character of the Old Testament. And that's going to be a very important part of our study. For all I know, it may take up all my time tonight. But then he deals with something of vital significance, and until you understand this, you understand very little about the gospel. And that is the connection of the Old Testament with the New Testament. And then finally, the consummation of the Old Testament in the New Testament. Now, as I said in a completely different passage of Scripture this morning, those are three points that are easily stated, but they are huge issues. Huge issues in Bible study. Huge issues in theology. Huge issues for us as God's people to come to terms with, to get a grip of the gospel. Understand this, that what is killing the witness of so many churches today is that modern Christianity hardly recognizes the gospel anymore. What masquerades as the gospel is just that, it is a masquerade. The truth of the gospel, the ramifications of the gospel, the majestic heights and depths of the gospel, the glorious scope of the gospel, these are things that are usually hardly ever touched on in most services of Christian preaching and so-called gospel preaching. So we're going to spend a little time, if need be, even more than one evening, on this verse and its many ramifications. First of all, let me deal with the character of the Old Testament. He speaks of the gospel of God, which he had promised afore, simply which he had promised in advance by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Or, if I may give it, not to change the sense, but to make it clearer, as you'll see, the gospel of God which he had promised in advance by his prophets in holy writings. There are two things that come out here to define the character of the Old Testament. The first one is that the Old Testament is described as holy writings or holy scriptures. And the second thing that's obvious is that Paul describes the Old Testament as setting forth the advance promise of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's deal first with this phrase, holy writings or holy scriptures. You'll notice that I've dropped the definite article, which appears in the Authorized Version, and by the way, appears quite legitimately in the Authorized Version. There's nothing wrong with the translation. But it is interesting that in the text, in the Greek text, he does not use the definite article. Now, why does he not use it? It's not to draw away from the Old Testament. He's speaking definitely of the writings of the Old Testament. Of that there's no doubt. But the lack of the article emphasizes the nature of the writings. The emphasis here is on holy writings, sacred writings. In other words, right at the beginning of the book of Romans, Paul is staking out his theological ground, and he's saying the Old Testament is the Word of God. It is the inspired Word. It is the sacred Word. It is God's Word. The prophets were the writers of the Old Testament, not just those that we normally call prophets. Every writer of the Old Testament comes within this description of the prophets. But this is Paul's message. It was not the prophets who originated the message. They were merely the vehicles, the vessels God used to convey the message. But it was God who gave the message. So that it's not what Moses says and what Joshua says and what Isaiah says and what Jeremiah says or anybody else. These are mouthpieces of God. These are God's penmen. They did the writing. But the message they conveyed was the message of God. In other words, Paul is stating the doctrine of the inspiration of the Old Testament. And that was his constant doctrine. Without that, Paul would have no gospel to preach. Without that, he had no religion to stand by. He had no Christ to present. If this is not the Word of God, if it is not the very inspired Word of the living God, then throw every other doctrine out the window. If you cannot believe the Bible in what it says about itself, why on earth should you believe it in what it says about God, what it says about Christ, or what it says about you? Paul stakes this doctrine out very clearly. You remember writing to Timothy in chapter 3 of his second epistle? He says, from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, or the sacred writings, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Note that. I'm not going to preach on it now. But do you see what he's saying? The Old Testament. Those are the only sacred scriptures Timothy grew up with. The Old Testament is sufficient to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.